Hey, last week at the box office, a big surprise hit, Get Out, brought in $31 million. Saw it, quite an interesting movie. It makes a nice point and makes a nice statement and moves on. It's a surprise hit, but it's going to be dwarfed this weekend because there's a bunch of new movies coming out, like Logan, another Wolverine movie, the first R-rated X-Men movie, The Shack, which was a huge book, coming to movie this week. Before I Fall, The Last Word, and in very limited release, a movie called Table 19. It's going to be a big week, too, for Moonlight. It's going wide release after its big eventual Oscar win on Sunday. It was on about 500 screens nationwide. It's going to about 1,500 this weekend. So if you haven't seen it, a good chance to do so. That movie also comes out this week on DVD and streaming services. It's a big week for that movie. Plus, also DVD this week, Doctor Strange, fun superhero movie, allied with Brad Pitt. I thought that was terrific. And a movie called Shut-In with Naomi Watts. It's one of those woo movies. Hey, the Oscars, about 35 million watched on Sunday night. About 100 million wish they would have watched, okay? But it was one of the lowest rated in history and the lowest since 2008 when Jon Stewart hosted. Get ready, Trolls 2 is coming out in 2020, just announced this week. And on this date, 1933, the original King Kong movie was released. I know it looks a little silly now, but at the time, it was considered the scariest movie ever made. The new Kong movie comes out next Friday, Kong Skull Island, with a big cast. And, of course, King Kong, he's looking great. He's back in shape. He's been working out, and he's ready to go. It'll be the eighth Kong movie, with another one scheduled for 2020, as he will battle Godzilla then. And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.